Our guest in the cafe this morning is Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, one thing we have noticed around Commerce lately, and we've talked with the mayor about this, is they're really getting after the demolition of some of the old houses, and I think a lot of people in Commerce are very ready to see that happen.
Absolutely. You know, Chip Matthews is the new code enforcement officer they have out there, and he comes with a wealth of experience. And there's more than 80 of those buildings in Commerce that need to be torn down. And one of the interesting things, one of the cool things, I think, personally, that the Chip and the city have done is they've said, hey, if you're a property owner, you have a substandard house, you want it torn down, we'll come demo it for you, cover the initial cost, and then you guys can just pay us back on like a monthly kind of installment to take care of that, which is cool, because you know you have the city working with homeowners instead of this kind of, you know, instead of being, you know, against each other mm-hmm. in this process. And then obviously, you know, the city council over the past couple years has really strengthened the code and given code enforcement officers some more tools kind of in their toolbox to deal with these, you know, substandard houses and structures. And I think Chip is the guy to take full advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. I saw a photograph on the front page of the Herald Banner about an old gas station in central Greenville being taken down a few days ago. But you said that it's not as much of an issue in Greenville at the moment.
No, it's not. You know, and that's not to say there aren't buildings that, you know, I drive by every day on my way to work that I say, hey, it'd be really nice if somebody tear that thing down and at least even just let grass grow there, if anything else. And that one on the corner of King and O'Neill was one. But yeah, it's not quite as, I think, as significant of a problem in Greenville as it is in Commerce. But I still think people in Greenville need to, you know, civic leaders need to kind of keep that in the back of their mind, because the way that Commerce is doing things, they're doing a very good job of it, I think.
Now, there is something going on in downtown Greenville you're telling me about, and there's been a lot of interest in what's called the Paul Matthews Exchange Building. I know it better as the old First National Bank building.
Absolutely.
Tallest building in Greenville.
Yes.
Sits there right at the Courthouse Square, and there's some interesting developments going on with that.
Yeah, you know, earlier this year, they tried to sell it, the city did, and got a couple of bids, those fell through. I was talking with Dan Flynn last week at Bowles Home. He was talking with some of his constituents, and he mentioned during his talk that he would be moving back downtown into that building, Matthews Exchange Building.
The state representative.
Yeah, Dan Flynn. Yeah, State Representative Dan Flynn, who offices out of Canton but also has a Greenville office. So he's moving downtown. Now, another interesting kind of aspect of this is that the Hunt County, the Commissioner's Court, they purchased a vacant lot and clearly intend to build a structure there on King. Their lease, their 10-year lease, is also up at the Exchange Building, and they're kind of on a month-to-month lease. So even though it hasn't been confirmed yet, I think it's definitely a possibility that the county moves its offices out of the Paul Matthews Exchange Building into the new building. So, and when you consider the fact that the city of Greenville is currently paying, you know, more than $250,000 to subsidize this building right now, you know, it's definitely something that I think taxpayers should keep their eyes on, because depending on who moves in, who moves out, could definitely impact the tax rate in the coming year.
Mm. We're talking with Caleb Slinkard, who's the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. You know, that building is an icon in Greenville, and it's almost unthinkable to say, well, we'll just take it down.
Right.
You know, I think so. But at the same time, it's difficult for the city to maintain it.
It is. You know, it was an expensive project, and you know, I think that the city came at it from a good perspective. They, you know, they remember it as the first, you know, National Bank building, too, and like you said, it's the tallest in Greenville, and it's a beautiful building now. They did mm-hmm. a good job renovating it. I think that they're just kind of realizing that managing a building of that size and keeping tenants in there for a significant amount of time is a difficult, you know, business.
Well, it may help that, as we've talked about before, there's a lot of good things happening in downtown Greenville, and that may, you know, a rising tide may lift all boats. One of the recent things is the Texan Coffee Shop that opened down there next to the renovated Texan Theater.
Absolutely, and it's a beautiful space, just like the Texan Theater. You know, it's really remarkable to walk into and realize you're in downtown Greenville, and they have a grand opening coming up soon, and so that'll be exciting to see. And there's just a lot of, you know, we've talked about it before, I think, but there's a lot of positive things happening downtown Greenville. A lot of restaurants either have come in or will be coming in. There's an Italian restaurant there on Johnson Street right before you hit the square as you're heading north that they're doing some work on. Don't know when that's going to open yet, but it'll be exciting to eat some Italian there.
And in the time we have left, looks like we're making very rapid progress on the Splash Kingdom project.
Looks great. You know, they got the two roads in and out of it ready to go. They're pouring concrete, and I think they're definitely going to be ready by summer.
And Crossroads Mall, the renovation project there seems to be moving forward.
Yeah, they're at a point of no return at this point. They've kind of knocked everything down, so we're ready for them to build it back up.
That's right. All right, good. Caleb Slinkert, editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always a pleasure.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.